Tim and Shimon tests, we're looking at Mishabura and Sif Beis. Mishabura Sif Katan tests. We didn't finish the Mishabura and Sif Katan tests. Okay, so we said that the Gros says, even according to the Rambam, in the case where the person had chosen out his specific area to metaltal in, so then we're going to allow him to carry within the election of that area up to the 5.6 Amos. Okay. So we're about four lines in the bottom of the page 404. So the shear is that was he was marved al amos, which means he picked up, he moved it four amos, then he put it down. If he put it down within the four amas, or within the 5.6 amas, so Adam did not really move the full amount. He has to pick it up, move 5.6 amas, and then put it down after that. Okay?
He has to do four-ish amas movements?
No. So again, we're talking about here the chi of the rice. So the chi of the rice is if a person can't move something for amas, it's just a rabbin, he's chai. So now we learned tonight that means for amas means the hypotenuse of a square for amas. So he really gets more than four amas to transport the item before he's chai. And we said before that sort of shifts with the item. So no matter where what direction you're going, you really get 5.6 amas. So now we're saying he's adding another point is if when he puts it down, part of the item, it's a slightly long item, when he puts it down on the ground, if some of it's within the 5.6 amas, he's not going to be chayiv because he has not moved the whole item the full distance. So the only case he's going to be chayiv is he picks it up, walks or transports the item 5.6 amas, and then puts it down after that 5.6 amas. So that's the case that he's going to be chayiv. If he puts it down, some of it still within that 5.6, he's going to be putter.
Now suppose, forgive me,
it's not mutter, it's just putter.
If he moves, let's say I believe this is completely mutter, he picks up the item, he moves, let's say, 3.9 amos, he stops, he doesn't put it down.
We're not there yet. Okay. We'll get there. Gimel, mutter loy la'odam lakar chavis v'shus harabim, v'lila l'chaveir sh'etzloy b'sarchar ba'moysov, v'chaveir l'chaveir sh'etzloy, avu p'isha chavis harlach kama milin b'shus harabim, v'vach lo yotienu chutz mitchum sh'loy. Okay, so the first opinion over here says, so there is Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Don, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Avram, Yitzchak, Beryl, Shmerel, and everybody else you want to, right? So they're standing, Reuven picks it up and gives it, he's allowed to move it within his dalet amos. So he moves it 3.5 amos and he gives it to Shimon. Shimon says, great, I have my four amas to take the item, so he moves it with the 3.5 amas and he gives it to Levi. And Levi gives it to Yehuda, and meanwhile this item is moving quite a long distance. But since no one person moved it, the shear to be chayiv, it's going to be permitted. Now, one individual going less than dalet amas, stopping and starting, we'll talk about later on in the siman. Two people doing this back and forth, you only have Reuben and Shimon. So Reuben said, listen, I got up to four amas. So he moves the item up to four amas and gives it to Shimon. Shimon moves up to four amas and gives it back to Reuben, who meanwhile has moved forward. Right now that's something that's not okay. But what we are allowing is, if there's multiple people, even though the item is going quite a distance, it's going to be mutter, as long as the item, now every besides the person having a Tchum on Shabbos, every Kehli has a Tchum on Shabbos. So the item can't be moved past the item's Tchum. So wherever the item's Tchum is at the beginning of Shabbos, the item cannot be moved past that. Yes.
So wait, did you say that? Can I have a pen? I guess we can really erase. So essentially, so we have A and B. So like A hands the item to B within less than 4 hours. Did you say you cannot go around and receive it from B? Over
so far, we're saying that's not okay. Right.
Okay.
Okay, v'yesh misha oyser, v'ayelim sin shadal of sifman beis. This whole idea The idea of people doing it like one after the other, we're not going to all that.
It's like a relay race. You hand off the baton from one person to the next.
Right. So the first opinion says that's mutter. The second opinion says that's not mutter, because that's we have theoretically this whole group of people involved in transporting this item. It creates quite a big splash of how to get around the Isser of Shabbos. Like, it's this big sign, neon sign. Here's how you get around the Isser of Shabbos. So that itself is not allowed because it's an insult to Shabbos.
I thought this was essentially a legal loophole.
Well, I told you the two opinions. Yeah. One said it's mutter, one said it's also. So you're asking me, it's a legal loophole according to the opinion that it's also. It's not a legal loophole. That's what we're saying.
Right? It's also just around would it end at a person's, would it end at a sidewalk or a person's lawn?
I mean, like, it's all Rishus HaRabim. This is a place which is made. A person's lawn is not really Rishus HaRabim.
Okay.
Right?
But like a sidewalk?
It could be a sidewalk, it could be a street. Mm. Right? Okay. Now, one individual cannot move less than 4 amos, stop, and then start again, and do that multiple times. That he can't do. He said he can do it once. He can move within dalal amos, but that's it. He cannot do that multiple times. That's one individual. The Shema, we're afraid. You have Ren Abrahamas Mabasach, because one time he's going to forget to stop and he's going to go too far. That's what we're afraid of. But that's one person. But Hachakim and Shu Ayadei Harbi Bene Adam. So why are we worried about the same problem? Maybe one guy's going to go too far. We're not worried about it because the fact that there's a large group, that itself is a reminder not to do that. Shalechon Enam Welachim Papachas Mabahamas. Even though the item itself is moving quite a distance, each person is moving less than 4 amos, so that's, according to this opinion, permitted. However, we cannot move the item beyond its tomb. The item which is owned, any item which is owned gets a tchum. The tchum it gets is based on the owner. So if this item belonged to Beryl, and Beryl's tchum was the city, and we're taking on the highway outside of the city, there's a limit how far you can go. You can't go beyond 2,000 amps. So mimakam shekana shvisa, the item mimakam shabalov kana shvisa shop. And we define the item by the owner, where the owner was established his place for Shabbos. The owner's items get that same tchum.
Wait, question. So does that mean if I see it just going out for Shabbos, like going to someone else's house, that anything in my house that belongs to me has a tchum of zero because it's more than 2,000 amos away from me?
Anything within inside of the city, there's no din of tchum. Tchum only starts beyond the city limits. So as long as there's still houses around, etc., that's all one area. So tchum only starts once you get out of the city. There's no longer any houses. It's an open area. That's when the 2,000 amos starts. But then, so if I was anywhere within that city, beginning of Shabbos, that's so. Let's say I own an item which I left out 1,000 amos beyond the city limits. So I get the city limits. My item, that item also gets the city limits, and you can move it up another 1,000 amos. To the end of the city limit, beyond the city limits, but not more.
Wait,
my limit is 2,000 amos beyond the city limits, and so is the item.
Wait, but what if the item's an entirely different city?
If the item is a different city, it's an interesting question. Normally, the item would be also to be moved out of a thousand amos.
Well, first of all, if the item is in another city, how are you moving it on a job?
Nobody can move it. It cannot be moved beyond the tomb. That has nothing to do with me. This item cannot be moved beyond the item's tomb, which is defined by the owner.
Hold on. So if I lend my item to you,
lending it to somebody means he's taken over your ownership for that job. My item is not lent to anybody. It happens to be stored in a different city. That's my item. Nobody owns it. I didn't lent it to somebody. I didn't rent it to somebody. It's mine. I don't want to get stuck. We're going to learn about the tomb at the end, way away from now. But let's focus in on the. It's a side issue, really. Okay. May a milan lav davka kamer, the shulchan of the Shulchan Aruch, which you can go many milan, or some he had a gist of 100 mil, that's not true. Oh, the mar bechepsi hefker shein lehem bailim, a kamel on the loy kono shvisa. If an item which was hefker, item of hefker has no tchum. So then it can go as far, as long as nobody's cutting it, it doesn't have tchum. The boy shall yiskav and shumadam lizkus behem bagbosam, and yiskav and lizkus behem a rehu rak and rak lizkus. as long as each one of these guys on the way is not being kainet, it remains hefker, it can keep going and going and going. But once one person is kainet, it gets his tchum, so it only goes as far as he could go. Listen to this chiddush. We had before, a person cannot carry four amas stop. That's the general rule. There are exceptions to that case, where Chazal were matter the person to go four amas stop. Now, here we're discussing not one person, but multiple people. We're saying, according to this opinion, multiple people is also. Not only is it usur, it's actually even usur more than the one individual doing it. So why is that? So even in a case where we allow one person to do it's considered insulting the Shabbos, have all these people involved in the process, according to this opinion. So it's better one person in those scenarios, which are, for example, the example which he gives two examples. Let's focus on one of them. A person found tefillin outside of the city, sitting on the side of the street. You can't leave it there, it's resorting to the tefillin. Right? So in some scenarios, we say put on the tefillin and wear it inside. Because once you wear it, it's put to your body. There's multiple pairs of tefillin, you can't do that. So what do? You pick them up, you go less than dollar amas, you put them down. You pick them up, less than dollar amas, you put them down, until you bring it into the city.
You have to actually put it down? You can't just stop?
Preferably in a look, you should put it down. Okay, now, so what about having multiple people do it? Saying, according to this opinion, that multiple people is actually worse than one person doing it. Okay.
But what if we have...
Because of the loose of the shots. Okay.
If each person wears a boiling pair of tefillin.
That's fine. Okay. Let's hold it here. So we have one more shipper left to do on this sift.
What can't you do for